When I was 18, I said I moved to San Diego and I met this guy named Stephen Joseph Pultz. He was a local songwriter. He kind of introduced me into the local songwriting scene, and we both got signed to record labels at the same time. And sometimes we'd be in San Diego at the same time and have a day off, and he'd be like, let's go to Mexico and write some songs. And we wrote three songs. We ended up staying, and we wrote three songs while we were there, and this is one of the ones we wrote.
Remember.
So, we have an orchestra here tonight. So I'm going to do a couple songs with them after this song. But I did want to play you, this is the very first song I ever wrote. I wrote this when I was 16 because I wanted to hitchhike through Mexico for spring break like all parents hope their children do one day. And I was going to school in Michigan and I had enough money to get on the train to Detroit and get off in Chicago, and I thought I would street sing there and earn my way across the country. So I learned four chords, and it took me about 3 days to get down to San Diego, and I just would make up lyrics about America, really. It was my first time seeing the lower 48, as we call all of this in Alaska. And I hitchhiked through Mexico down the Baja and over to the mainland side and back the Baja and all the way back up to Tijuana without being raped. So it was like a tit all success. I couldn't play any other chords, so I just kept adding lyrics to this one song, and made it back to school and ended up living in San Diego. And I was working at a coffee shop. I got fired from there because I sucked. And I ended up working after that at a computer warehouse answering phones, and I got fired from there because I wouldn't suck. I ended up getting signed to Atlantic Records when I was 19, and this very first song that I ever wrote when I was 16 ended up becoming my first single, which, I mean, the odds of that are, I was excited. I couldn't believe it was happening to me, and I was so nervous in the studio, I would never listen to it. And the first time I heard this song was, I was driving down the freeway, and I heard it on the radio in between Nirvana and Soundgarden. And I had to pull over. I mean, I just started to cry because it really wasn't until that moment that I realized that I sang like Kermit the Frog. I was just so nervous in the studio, my throat kind of tightened up, and I was like, who will save your soul? You guys are laughing because you know what I'm talking about. I know. Well, it was embarrassing, but ended up being embarrassing all the way to the bank, so it worked out.